Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5. The Game, Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell taking you through this Friday here in Nashville, Tennessee. Scheduled to be joined shortly by Titans offensive tackle Tyson Brilo. So looking forward to that conversation with him. We'll break down the Bears and the Titans coming up. Let's go back to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texture that says, I remember being excited to get the sports section out of the newspaper on Monday mornings to see all of the scores and standings updates and sports stories from the weekend. Ah, yes. Remember when you had to wait until, like, Monday morning to figure out what was going on around the league? Unless you were, like, watching ESPN
or something? Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I remember when it was, like, the breakthrough of, like, ESPN. Like, whoa, SportsCenter is on at different times, and you can – like, there's a late SportsCenter, but, yeah.
Can you imagine having to wait now to, like, figure out what the final score of, like, the Colts game was? Like, it just seems so foreign to me.
Yeah.
Even though I grew up in a time where, unless you were watching TV, like, you didn't know. Like, you had to go either check the ticker or check the paper the next day.
Well, I was going to say, one of the big developments – was when, like, on ESPN and even, like, CNN, they'd started having, like, that ticker with scores, and you would just sit there and wait for the scores to pop up again, you know? That's the only way you knew, unless you read the paper the next day.
It's a trip down memory lane here today on Robbie and Rex Show. We even had, you know, Hibbs told me to bring up Opryland. Like, you don't even remember Opryland, do you? I mean, you weren't here, but no vacations for you here for Opryland?
Actually, it was part of a vacation, but, I mean, that's in the 2000s.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Titans offensive tackle Tyson Brilo. Ty, thanks for taking time to join us this morning, man. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what's the transition been like for you, Ty, coming in and being the full-time starter, coming in for Taylor Lewan at the left tackle position?
Yeah, I can't say enough about this offensive line room. They've been unbelievable since the day we started up. Obviously, it's been an interesting off season with COVID and all, so we didn't necessarily get the whole OTAs and off season to kind of be around each other and get to know each other. But this room has done an incredible job of kind of accepting all the new guys and all the young guys and getting them into the fold. So it's been an easy transition.
Okay, so Ty, before we go any further here, I want to hear it from you. I want to make sure on this because we sat here for many years and heard people all over the country call Marcus Mariota Marcus Mariota, and it says it clearly on the site that we say your name Sombrilo, correct?
That you guys nailed it.
Perfect. I feel much better.
There's a lot of people in this town that are saying, I mean, they're all over the map. So I hope people hear this. It's from your mouth, Sombrilo. All right, good deal.
Thank you.
There you go. We can move forward now. So why the Titans, Ty? Why in the offseason, what drew you to this team?
You know, I actually played a little bit of ball with Jamil in Atlanta, and so I knew him, and he was talking it up, saying that I would love the room here and love the fit. And we kind of just met in the middle, and they had interest, and obviously I had interest, and, you know, I ended up here and happy I'm here. Couldn't be happier.
So, Ty, I want to get to this real quick. I was doing some research and looked at your high school career. Is it true you played offensive line, defensive line, tight end, and kicker for your high school football team? And if so, how would you rate your kicking skills?
You know, I actually was a better kicker than a quarterback. you know, I actually still like to kick every once in a while when I get a chance. But I was a decent kicker in high school, you know, kicking off the block and whatnot. But I made it work back in the day. We had a small high school. We ended up having like 25 guys my senior year on our team. So I ended up doing kind of a lot along with a lot of the other guys.
Can you punt at all?
My punting is very, very sporadic. You know, sometimes I can really get a hold of it, and other times I just kick it straight up in the air. So
we're probably
punting not as much. Kicking was more consistent. Punting not as much.
Okay, so we're probably not going to see you back there Sunday. We're trying to figure that out. How that's all going to come together. So
yeah,
probably not. So Ty, replacing Taylor Lewan. I mean, first of all, you know what did you see from him as his teammate, as his backup, his level of play, and you know what is it like to to step in for a guy like that, for a star at that position. And also, how has he been involved in helping you with this transition?
Yeah, no, coming in, obviously, Taylor is a great player, and I've known that, and his film has shown that. Getting here, getting into the room, he's just a great leader. He's very, like, charismatic. He brings guys along. and you know, it makes it fun to come to work. And so it's tough losing a guy like that with that kind of energy and that kind of leadership. And obviously, you know, I'm not really trying to fill any shoes necessarily, but just kind of do my own thing and do it my own way. But he has done an amazing job of, you know, taking on the role that he's had here and being the leader that he is.
Titans offensive tackle Ty Sombrallo on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ty, obviously offensively you guys this year, the numbers look great. You've been moving the ball very well, high efficiency numbers, all that stuff. Where do you think you guys can still improve as an offense as you move forward here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously our goal every time we touch the ball is to go score a touchdown. And we haven't been doing, I guess, enough of that overall. So we just need to get more points on the board and, you know, finish drives when we have the chance to and take advantage of every possession we get.
So give me the scouting report on your game, Ty, and you know, your strengths, what you need to work on more, and how do you think you've played so far?
I'd say, well, that's a tough one. I'd say I do well over just generally. I do everything well. You know, obviously here and there, there's things that need to be improved and worked on and things come up, but generally speaking, you know, obviously most of us linemen love running the ball. So we take a lot of pride in our run game and fitting the run the way it should be and coming off the ball. Pass game, obviously, you know, we try to do what we can to, you know, confuse and frustrate rushers, and we do a good job of that.
Ty, speaking of the run game, what's it like to block for a guy like Derrick Henry who, you know, like at any second could break one off no matter where you guys are on the field?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. He is special. And when you give him the ball and you get a hat on a hat and cover people up front, and you let him get rolling, it's fun to watch, and it's a lot of fun to block for. And I know the fans have a good time watching him play, but we have an even better time blocking for him. So it's a lot of fun.
So is it exciting, Ty, when when a guy like a Khalil Mack is coming in? Obviously just such a great player, very tough guy to block. Like, do you relish – as an offensive line, as offensive tackles, you and Dennis, the idea of, you know, trying to, you know, to figure out a way to stop him from getting to the quarterback?
Yeah, every week is a challenge. You know, obviously there are some players who shine a little more than others and stand out a little more than others, but every week is, you know, everybody's capable, everybody's talented, but it is nice to kind of get the benchmark for excellence and get to go against it and see how you measure up.
So what's this week of looking at him? And I know, I mean, Hicks, they got a lot of good guys on that defense. But looking in particular at Khalil Mack, when you can sit down and you're going to grind on a guy and watch him, what are your impressions of him?
Yeah, he's just an incredible combination of size, speed, strength. You know, he's also very flexible. He can get his body in and out of different positions and still move very efficiently. So making sure that, you know, you cover them up and, you know, don't try and do too much and don't play tentative or scared, because he will take advantage.
Titans offensive tackle Ty Sombrallo on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ty, what's it been like for you playing next to Roger Saffold? I mean, we've seen, especially in the running game, highlights of Roger just absolutely crushing people blocking out there. What's it like playing next to a guy like that at the guard position?
Yeah, I love playing next to Raj. He's been a great teammate, and he has been, you know, he's just a rock. So just kind of relying on him to right the ship if there's ever anything wrong is nice. But he is an animal. He is one of those people in the Khalil Mack category of their position, and he can just ragdoll people. So it is a lot of fun playing next to someone with that kind of capability and strength.
Ty, a lot of focus, obviously, this year has been on Isaiah Wilson, the first-round pick. I know he's out there now in the practice field trying to turn a corner, you know, get himself ready to play. What have you seen from him recently on the practice field in terms of, you know, trying to get himself to where, you know, he can be active and maybe contribute this season?
Yeah, physically, he's gifted. When he's rolling off the ball, you know, if you're in his way, you're probably getting moved. So it's you know, nice to see him out there doing his thing. And, yeah, he's a special talent. So you know, hopefully continues to improve and do the right things day in and day out.
Titans offensive tackle Tyson Brilow has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Ty, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us today, man. Good stuff as always.
No problem. Have a great day.
Good luck Sunday,
Ty. As well.
All right, guys.
He stepped in, done a really nice job for Taylor Lewan there for the Titans, and it's incredible when you think about this Titans offense and the numbers that they're putting up so far this year. I mean, to be able to step in and come in and still be able to run the ball, you know, the passing game, I don't think Tannehill has just been under this immense amount of pressure since Taylor Lewan went down. They've had their moments where they've gotten in the backfield, particularly in that Pittsburgh game, but I think the offensive line has stepped up and done just about as good of a job as you could probably hope for with Lewan not being in there.
Well, right, and you know, the timing's not great when you think about he goes down and then you've got Steelers,
yeah,
and now you've got Bears.
Yeah.
You're not going to be more, I think, challenged by individual pass rushers on the rest of the schedule the way you were with them and the way you will be Sunday. So if you get through this, you can get a win here and hold up. I mean, I think that really bodes well for the rest of the year.
When we come back, what scares us the most about this matchup against the Chicago Bears? And if the Bears come in here and win, what does that say about the Tennessee Titans? We'll get to that coming up next. But first, make sure you're tuning in to this weekend's NFL Game of the Week on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue and Gary Force Acura. This Sunday's NFL Game of the Week is the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Coverage begins at 3 p.m. with a 3:25 kickoff. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.